Hi, I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. Welcome to my podcast, Journey from Grief to Healing. Grieving is difficult. I know. I lost my best friend and wife after a long marriage. In this series of podcasts, you'll discover what you are experiencing physically and emotionally is normal. Healing is possible. Remember, love always wins. Life will get better. Episode 80. Grieving is a journey with an ever-changing landscape. Those who experience grieving know it's not a straight line from grieving to healing. I've experienced lots of potholes, speed bumps, and winding roads on the journey from grief to healing. I'm sure you have as well. I apologize for mixing my metaphors. I got carried away. I think I'm past most of the bumps, but every once in a while, something happens, and a file in my memory just pops open. There's not much I can do about it. It could be a song. It could be the shading on the street. It could be something I overhear someone else saying, and boom, there it goes. And I wonder, how in the heck did that happen? But it happens, and the memories float over me. Some stimuli are stronger than others, but I'm learning to live with it. I've learned that's all part of the process of healing. I'll use the analogy of exercising. Because I like to exercise, I go to the gym 5 days a week. And on the weekend, when I don't go, I make sure I go into nature and have a long walk. When I get to the gym, sometimes I think I'm bulletproof and nothing can hurt me. Well, within minutes, when I think that way, there goes that hamstring again, or I didn't know I was going to pull a muscle in my back. I've learned to live with the inconvenience of a muscle pull. In the same way, I've learned to live with the sudden memories that rise from seemingly nowhere and overwhelm me for the moment. It's all part of the journey from grief to healing. The journey is not an easy one. Author Stephen King writes, "No one can tell what goes on in between the person you were and the person you become. No one can chart that blue and lonely section of hell. There are no maps of change. You just come out the other side, or you don't. The distance from grieving to healing can't be measured. It's different for each one of us." Using an analogy based on probability distribution can give us a better understanding of our journey from grief to healing. I had a math minor as an undergraduate. In a class on statistics, I learned about statistical curves and probability distribution. Are you familiar with a normal distribution curve? It's also known as the bell-shaped curve. In this type of curve, 68% of the probability falls in the middle of the curve. The remaining 32% is equally divided on either side of the 68%. It's symmetrical in shape and not skewed in either direction. In a skewed curve, there is a large bump, or highest chance of probability, way over on the left, are way over on the right of the center. We can use the skewed curves to map our progress from grief to healing. Imagine you're looking at a landscape representing the emotional journey from grief to healing. This landscape stretches out in front of you, with different areas symbolizing the intensity and nature of your feeling over time. At first, the landscape is dominated by a large, steep hill on your right side. This hill represents the peak of your grief. It's tall, overwhelming, and seems to loom over everything else. This is like what statisticians call a right-skewed distribution. Most of the landscape is consumed by the hill of grief, with its peak rising sharply toward the right. The ground is uneven, rocky, and difficult to navigate, symbolizing how tough and unpredictable the early stages of grief can be. As you start moving through the landscape, the hill gradually becomes less steep and starts to slope downwards. The ground becomes easier to walk on, the rocks fewer, and small patches of grass begin to appear. This transition phase represents the process of coming to terms with your loss, where intense grief slowly starts to recede, making way for moments of peace and reflection. Eventually, you'll notice the landscape starts to rise gently on your left, forming a new hill. This one is much softer and covered in greenery, representing healing and renewal. In statistical terms, this is like a left-skewed distribution. The focus of the landscape has shifted from the steep hill of grief to this gentler, more nurturing slope of healing. Here the ground is smoother, with paths that are easier to follow, symbolizing the journey toward acceptance and finding peace. At the onset of our grieving journey, our grieving was at its maximum strength. We move down the slope of the hill, and the grieving intensity diminishes with each step we took. We looked toward the hill in front of us, and it offered us the hope of healing. As we continued to walk toward the hill of healing, our grieving lessens, and we begin to feel the soothing effects of healing. When we reach the peak of the healing hill, we're not at 100%. It's high, but not perfect. It's why we hit the speed bumps every now and then. Throughout the grieving journey, remember that the landscape doesn't change overnight. It gradually evolves, with each step forward reshaping the view. Hideaki Sorachi wrote, "The night is darkest just before the dawn, but keep your eyes open. If you avert your eyes from the dark, you'll be blind to the rays of a new day. So keep your eyes open, no matter how dark the night ahead may be. You'll discover the dawn will come, and you'll be where the healing hill offers you, a place of refuge and hope. Healing is going to happen. Count on it. The days will get better. The sun will shine brighter for you. Never quit. Never give up. Good things are coming your way. You count on it." If you like this podcast, please subscribe to get notifications of future episodes. You can also check out my blog, Looking on the Bright Side, at www.dancingalone530.com. It's all positive and uplifting. If you have any questions about my grieving experience, I want to share your grieving experience with me. Please email me at ray.breese, B-R-E-S-E, at gmail.com. Have a great day, stay strong, and never quit, never give up.